Hi, I'm Russ.
And I'm Sean.
And we're two dads who love watching
and talking about
movies. On this podcast, we're chatting about the 1989 film Roadhouse.
Yeehaw!
We have been watching movies since we were 10 years old in Sean's basement.
Actually, I watched movies before I was 10 years old.
Oh, I started.
But we've been watching movies together since we were 10 years old.
And Sean really brought me into movies. I didn't. I only knew TV. And he's like, dude, there's a whole... Let me show you Blockbuster. Let me show you the video cassette.
And sure enough,
I learned how to be kind and rewind. And 30 years later, we're back in the basement.
Russ's basement now.
In his podcast, we're going to mispronounce words.
Forget people's names.
And most importantly, have fun. This is just another review podcast.
I like this and you like that. It's just another review podcast. We pick a show, sit down and chat. Now listen to the start of our show because it's now.
Today is the day that the players come to play football.
They grab a dead pig.
It's a Super Bowl. Speaking of
a sewn up dead pig,
masculinity.
Oh,
this is Super Bowl day.
Toxic masculinity day.
Hope people get concussions. Is that what you wish? Is that what you wish for when you're on the stands? Concussion. Get a
kill
concussion.
Him. Kill him. Or kill him. Like,
do a touchdown.
Probably a bit of both, I imagine. Yeah.
Do you think people are more like the hits? They want to see the hits.
Well, you know, football is about hitting people really hard.
And Taylor Swift. Do you have what are the two? Kansas City, right, is Taylor Swift.
Kansas City is who Taylor Swift is cheering for.
Kansas City playing against?
I believe it's San Francisco.
Yeah, let's say that. Okay. So who's going to win? What are your predictions? Kansas City.
Taylor Swift's going to win.
Taylor Swift wins at the end.
Whatever happens, Taylor Swift banks... bank account gets larger at the end of today.
Good for her, and she deserves it.
Yeah.
She won a Grammy.
Oh.
Did you know that? Best
great
pop album. It is great because...
I was cheering more for Miley Cyrus. I saw that Miley Cyrus won a Grammy and I was...
phenomenal.
Oh. She was in her little Tina Turner outfit.
And her hair was just like poofy.
And then she gave it to that guy one more time on stage after
her
she...
Her dad?
Her ex-husband.
Oh, really? What did she say to her, about her ex-husband?
Well, that song, right? Oh. I could buy is basically a tribute flowers. To him saying, I like, can buy myself fuck flowers. You. Right.
Oh, I don't need you. Coin.
Yeah.
I just need myself.
So she kind good of took those lines and she's like, oh, yeah, and I forgot. I just won my first Grammy, pretty much. I'm like, yeah, it was like a big F you to him. It was awesome.
All I know is she didn't thank her dad.
No.
She was specific with thanking her mom. Didn't say dad.
No, he left that for that gay black rapper to thank, the little Nas X guy.
He thanked.
Old Town Road, gonna do myself. That's Billy Ray. That's Billy Ray Cyrus. I'm gonna take myself.
Don't break my heart. My ache.
Yeah, that's Billy Ray too. But yeah, he made a comeback singing with that black rapper guy.
Okay. I believe you. I don't doubt you. Mm. And all I'm saying is Taylor Swift won a Grammy.
And you were happy about that.
Well, she broke a record.
Like, oh.
No artist has ever won like four best album Grammys before.
Right.
They had won three, but never four.
So right. Jay-Z seemed to be pretty upset about that too.
Is he's the one that's never, who never likes Taylor Swift? Is it Jay-Z? And
no, that was Kanye.
Oh, Kanye.
Yeah.
Oh,
but Kanye, but Jay-Z's right. Kind of part of the Kanye team.
Is he Team I Kanye?
Know. I don't know. He brought Kanye into this world, I think. Jay-Z? He's his dad.
Jay-Z
he popped out. Kanye? You know, what do you need, little Kanye popped out of my bosom?
I'm not quite sure about that voice, but are we thinking that Beyonce is Kanye's mother? Because she looks great.
If that's the fact, both
Jay-Z.
Beyonce is Kanye's mom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I understand.
And they're very upset because Beyonce... has won the most Grammys out of everybody.
Right, but never,
she's never album of the year, right. Because she's never put out an album where everybody is like, I want to buy that.
This is not an album or music podcast.
Right,
we know less about music than we actually do with movies.
Right.
We don't know a lot about movies.
No.
Because today we're talking about...
But we know about Taylor Swift. Why is that, Russ?
Because we both have daughters.
There you go.
Yeah, my daughters love Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Did you... She's coming to Vancouver. This is where we're recording our podcast. And I guess there was such a fiasco, this is me talking like I actually know what I'm talking about, with her tickets last time that they went through some, like you had to apply to purchase tickets, like you had to enter a lottery.
A lottery to maybe purchase tickets
correct.
To win a chance to...
Correct.
Welcome to Will You Get to Go to Taylor Swift or Not?
Either way, you're spending thousands and thousands of dollars to sit in the nosebleeds and...
I want to go to college.
Fuck that. We're going to Taylor Swift.
I would just like, you know, just put them, you know, get the DVD, get the CD, put it in the DVD player.
Yeah.
Get them to close their eyes.
Buy them some popcorn.
Buy them popcorn. Just say enjoy yourself. Listen to this.
Tell them you'll buy them a Taylor Swift shirt.
Listen to these beats. I mean, she's got good songs.
Look, hey, look. And what you gonna do? You got to go pee. We can pause the concert.
Right. There's no lineups.
There's no pausing the concert in real time.
There's no pausing the concert in real time. You
know, hey, Taylor, come on. Come on, I got to take a poo.
My kid, there's a big lineup for the washer.
Stop it. Could
you just pause this?
I got to drop one.
We're going to have a, speaking of drop one, double deuce.
Ooh, speaking of the double deuce, let's circle back.
So this a couple things. Oscars.
You're pointing at me. Why are you pointing at me?
That's I'm not rude. Really pointing at you. I'm pointing at your Yeti.
You're pointing to the side.
How's your coffee?
That's good.
The Oscar nominees were announced since our last podcast.
Yes.
No big surprises, I don't think.
No, no. And I'm certainly not going to make any bets this time either.
You're not going to say The Idol is going to win Oscar?
I'm not going to say, you know, Rich can sit here if I, you know, make... Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Rich.
Yeah, we'll probably
do... It ain't happening.
We'll do another podcast.
Just kidding.
Before we got to bring him in. Oscar. Let's bring Rich in.
We got to bring Rich in, man.
Next podcast, Rich will be in.
Everybody wants to know who this Rich guy
Everybody
is.
Does.
I'm sure.
Everybody listening.
Out of the 8 listeners that we have.
Well, Rich, stop that showering and come on over.
Right, because our listeners have grown a little bit, Russ.
Oh, okay.
Just a little bit.
Just,
you know, unlike you, I do tell people that we do a podcast.
I hide this.
And so, you know, everyone. Maybe every 6 months, we might gain a listener. So, I think we're up to 8 now.
Every time we get one new listener, our listenership
doubles. A kitten dies.
What? Who dies?
A kitten.
Oh my gosh. Poor kitten. Well, the Oscars are going to be televised on Sunday, March 10th. So we've got lots of time.
Lots of time to banter about it, right?
Roadhouse is about fighting. Mm. Speaking of toxic masculinity. And just had a question for you, Sean. Did you fight a lot when you were a kid?
Fight? No. I've been beat up, though.
Okay.
I've been jumped, quote-unquote jumped, but I've never been in an
actual...
You
weren't able to throw a punch back
while
you
were being jumped? No, I've never actually, like, squared up with somebody
before.
Like,
I'm going to fight you.
Like Sean, we're going to fight. You and I,
3 o'clock after school.
Yeah. No, we got out at 3:30 anyway, so...
Did we get out at 3:30?
I don't remember.
Do you know what? My kids get out at 2:20.
I know.
2:20.
But they do start earlier. We didn't start till 9 o'clock.
What?
Yeah, we didn't start till 9.
What's with all this?
And they start at 8:25.
So we went 9 to 3:30.
No, that's I think we actually got out. I think we went 9 to 3.
Okay, so I was right.
You were. I was. You said. You know what makes our podcast much better, Sean? If we just banter and bicker at each other.
Don't even talk about.
That's what
Roadhouse.
I'm trying to do here.
Don't even talk about Roadhouse. So you fought me in a lacrosse box at 3 o'clock.
3:05, maybe. I had to get my bag and put on my shoes. I imagine that.
Oh, did you change? Did you imagine that Mr. Rogers said? Did you change your shoes before the fight?
I don't remember.
You like walked into the lacrosse box.
I probably don't want my good shoes getting dirty.
Took off your jacket, put on a sweater.
Yeah, I needed my bad jacket and my dirty shoes on.
It's a wonderful day.
That Russ guy, he fights dirty and he throws me down and he tries to wrestle me and then he pins me on the ground and then he does this weird vibrating move. I can't see what he's doing because he holds my head down in the dirt.
And I steal a kiss.
Everybody points and laughs.
I kiss the back of his neck.
So we're That's you?
We're fighting now.
All right.
I whisper.
I've been jumped a couple times. I tried to, the latest and greatest would have been in my early 20s. My buddy kind of instigated a fight in Calgary. He got kicked out of the bar.
Cowboys.
No, yes, it was at Cowboys. Yeah, yes, it was at Cowboys. And,
shout out to people that live in Calgary.
The guys found him outside, started kicking the crap out of him. I tried to break it up, and I got a bottle smashed over the back of my head.
Like the movies.
Yeah.
But not a breakaway bottle.
A real bottle, because I woke up on the pavement with blood all in my head. I got a nice ride in the ambulance. First of a couple, not the first. It was probably my second or third concussion, to be honest with you.
From fighting?
Just in general. In life, yes.
Name your... First concussion.
First concussion was at Canada Games pool I did a belly flop off the 3-meter diving board and I...
You got a concussion from that?
Yeah, I slammed my head so hard on the water that it punctured my eardrum. Water came squirting out the side of my eye.
What?
Yeah, and I got...
You were in water and you were squirting water.
Well, like the water, I slammed the side of my head on the water.
The water went in your ear
went
and out
in
your
my
eye.
Ear, punctured my... Because it's all connected, right? And I could feel it coming water shot out my eye socket.
That's the secret. It's all connected.
Yeah, I guess. Anyways, I was super concussed and I had water lodged in my ear for probably about a month and a half. That was horrible.
You love the Canadian Games pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what was your second time you got a concussion?
Second time.
Isn't this fun, everybody?
It was probably this time. There's probably two concussions.
Two concussions.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And both times you deserved it.
I imagine so. It's what the universe had in store for me.
I'm just joking.
What about you?
No one deserves that. I don't think I've ever had a concussion.
Well, we're talking about fights. I'm a
very fragile child.
We're talking about fights, bar fights. So
we were doing a comedy. We were doing improv, weekly improv.
You guys were funny?
Well, we thought we were. And at the Two Parrots Pub in Coquitlam, British Columbia.
Classy place.
Right by the Planet Ice Arena. And we, I don't know, maybe every Thursday? I'm not quite sure.
Fight Thursdays.
Every Thursday we would go do improv in a bar. And, you know, some people were there to watch it. But most people were not. So you would have to be like, all right,
force them.
Quiet down, everybody. We're about to perform some improvised theater.
Look out for these funny guys.
And there was a fight once, just, you know, just kind of started in the middle of our show. And then I decided to run around into the, you know, seating area and then jump on one of the guy's backs.
You were trying to make fun of the thing?
No, I think was I was part of I your think deal? I thought I was helping. I thought, well, this is a good idea. And I think I had chosen who I was rooting for.
Right.
And I don't know why I chose one occupant over
Did
the other.
Did you choose wisely?
Well, I just jumped on the other guy's back, like as if maybe I was going
to
stop
him. It sounds like what you used to do to me in the lacrosse
and
box.
And then I kissed the back of his neck. And I said, we're
fighting. No wonder he got mad.
I said, we're fighting. Like,
can you guys stop?
I said, and I just nibbled his ear.
Who the fuck is kissing the back of my neck while I'm trying to smash this guy?
Because it's about, this is what I've learned from Patrick Swayze. It's
guys,
about
stop
kindness.
It.
Anyways, Graham grabbed me. I think he just lifted me off the guy and then just put me back where I belonged.
Put you in your
away
place.
Away from the fight.
Good job.
So thank you,
Graham. Russ, guys don't like that when you kiss their necks. Stop it.
I'm trying to de-escalate the situation.
Well,
you
good
know,
for you.
Speaking of childhood, my oldest daughter is 12 years old.
Ooh.
And she tried to have a sleepover with her friend last night, but her friend, she's never had a
tried.
Sleepover.
Uh-oh, what right? happened?
Well, no, they did. Her friend was like, by 11 o'clock, she was like, no, I think I'll just go home.
Right, yeah.
So
we've been
went home.
Experiencing that too, yeah.
I'm so ready to come home.
Have your kids ever slept over at a friend's house?
Yes.
Okay, so my kids have not yet.
Oh.
The family,
they
yes,
always come
they
here.
They always come
here. Oh, I see.
So they, and so we were talking last night with my daughter and her friend, and Leah, my wife, was the same. As a kid, she never slept over.
Oh.
But as you would know, when I was a kid, I'd sleep over at your house all the time. I'm sure starting at 11, 12, 10.
I think it was 10 when we like started,
because
started hanging out.
Because 1989, when this movie came out, we were in grade 6.
Yeah.
And I would have slept over at your house in grade 6.
I don't think we had access to this movie then, though.
No, I don't think we were watching this movie.
No.
Imagine if I was like, Sean, I'm going to go sleep at your house so we can watch Roadhouse.
Oh, I'd be like, fuck yeah, Russ, let's do it.
We're going to go in the basement and watch Roadhouse.
Oh, wait, you're not going to do that lacrosse move on me, are you?
But my wife didn't want to sleep over as a kid because she just liked to be in her own bed. Like, she's just
I get it.
But to me,
that's like me now. Like, I don't want to sleep anywhere other than my house.
And I don't care now, and I don't care then. Like, I'm just trying to think of, like, when I was at your house, it wasn't about the actual sleeping part. It's just like,
hanging up
as late as we could, and then I guess falling asleep, just passing out.
I don't think sleep was a priority. No. You know, it was just
like sneaking out. Maybe
we would just sleep on the floor wherever.
Yeah,
we were hanging out. Yeah, like probably with the TV on and controllers still in our hands.
We would wrestle for so long. We would just
boy, that wrestling tired me out. Okay, my neck has a rash on it now.
Oh my god, that's like the opposite of a hickey. It's like a rash.
Yeah, a bad rash.
But the one of the most infamous times of sleeping over is when you told me not to eat your Chinese food.
I had Chinese food. I knew Russ would eat it. I specifically told. I shouldn't even said anything. Because it's like pouring gasoline on a fire, pretty much with Russ. If you say, "Hey, can you please not XYZ?" Russ will. Do XYZ. So
you fell asleep.
Point of caution to anyone that deals with Russ, don't ever say, please don't this, because he will do it.
But it's possible that as a young kid, I got, you know, I didn't have anything. Like, you probably fell asleep in your own house.
My mom had no money to buy Chinese food.
And I was I was
hungry
probably
for Chinese
just
food.
Couldn't sleep. And I thought, right. Well, what am I going to do? Well, he did say not to eat his Chinese food.
What would so be
I,
funny if and I was, Sean wakes up?
And I like food. So I probably snuck up to your kitchen, yeah. ate your Chinese food, and then maybe, you know, felt good and fell asleep. I'm not quite sure.
Looks like you just needed to fuel your hunger gap to fall back asleep.
Perhaps. So thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. In hindsight, you're welcome.
Did you want to rip out my throat?
I don't think so.
When you woke up the next morning.
No, I think it was all melodramatic, and it's just something I like to bug you about.
Because you know who gets in trouble when they rip out people's throat?
Nobody.
Patrick Swayze.
Nope, there's no cops in this movie, man.
Plays Dalton.
It's like free reign for anybody in, I don't even know what town we're in.
Yeah, cops don't show up in Roadhouse, the 1989 film, made 35 years ago.
Zero police.
When we were 10 years old, this movie came out. There's no police. They show up at the very end. And it seems like, you know, you can have...
And they're useless.
You can be standing in someone's house with dead people around you, your fingerprints on weapons, and just be like, I didn't see a thing.
Yeah.
And they'd be
there's nobody to corroborate
it. All right, I guess, I don't know what happened then. Yeah. I guess they just shot themselves. What are you guys doing here? I don't know, he just made the wrong...
Polar bear fell on me. Oh, Tweeter, you're so funny.
In 1989, other movies that are probably notable that I know I watched some of these was The Abyss, Rain Man, Dead Poets Society, not to be confused by The Torture.
The Abyss, we should go back and watch that one.
Yeah, okay. Do you want to do that next time?
Yeah, maybe.
The Little Mermaid, those are all movies that I'm sure I saw. But though I know some of my favorite movies in 1989 that I probably, because I never watched Roadhouse, this is the thing, this is my pledge to you. Not
just
pledge.
Say it. What are you looking?
I never watched Roadhouse until now.
Right. I knew that.
So this is the first time
I knew this was your
it.
First cherry pop. What a really bad saying of Roadhouse.
So in 1989, I was preferably watching movies like Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Oh, I saw those too.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh.
Batman.
We watched, you had Batman on VHS and we watched that thing Batman. A million times, man.
Jack Nicholson, Batman.
And the Prince soundtrack?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, Seven. That's not the right Prince movie.
No. But it was right around the same time.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of his next album, I think, after the Batman was the Seven.
Yeah, something like that. What was the... I don't know.
It's the parade.
I can't remember.
I can see the
parade. Oh, the Prince soundtrack was awesome, yet I can't recite a single song.
Weekend at Bernie's, which is now like a meme. And I'm sure that movie doesn't hold up, but people will use it as...
I'm sure that movie would be disturbing if you go back and watch it now with the thought of these guys are playing with this dead guy. Yeah.
UHF.
Ooh. It was okay.
I don't know. I haven't seen it, but I loved Weird Al. So
you haven't seen UHF?
I have seen it in 1989. Haven't seen it recently. Haven't seen it maybe for 30 years. And Look Who's Talking.
Okay.
Remember Look Who's Talking?
Yeah, Bruce Willis.
John Travolta.
Yeah, but Bruce Willis did the voice of the baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I didn't even remember that.
Yeah. I did.
And one of our favorite movies, when you would take me to Palm Springs, because obviously your parents had no money because they couldn't afford Chinese food, but they could afford taking me to Palm Springs.
That's right.
Is
we sold Chinese food to go to Palm
Springs.
Is
Lethal Weapon,
and
too.
And Russ ate it.
Was in 1989.
Russ ate the money for Palm Springs.
Let's go sell that Chinese food.
So this movie, Roadhouse, was directed by Rowdy Harrington.
Yeah, I looked at some other movies he directed, and there are none.
Yeah, and written by R. Lance Hill and Hillary Hankin.
Okay.
Also, not too interesting. But you know who was interesting? The location manager of Roadhouse, Jack English, also was the location manager for Apocalypse Now, The Godfather Part 2, and Beverly Hills Cop.
Wow, he really went downhill with Roadhouse, eh? In some gems, and then all of a sudden it's like, what's his name?
Jack.
Jack, what are you doing now? Oh, started smoking crack. Punched my wife. She left me. Got mixed up with my cousin. Now, I'm the location scout for Roadhouse. Oh, Jack, I'm real sorry. You need help?
Supposed to
give some Chinese food for you.
A film taking place in Jasper, Missouri, but filmed in California.
Okay.
So, you know.
Jasper, Missouri, supposedly you're get away with murder in Jasper, Missouri.
Yeah, exactly. So obviously, Jack had to figure out how to make California look like Jack's.
Hey, did you see my note about Jasper, listener Missouri. Feedback, or did you? You want to do that later?
No, let's do it. What do you got?
Why don't you start with that?
Yeah,
because I kind of hinted to that we have a new listener, or whatever. But we got some feedback.
Okay, great.
Like I said,
is this like Jason telling me to watch Hereditary again?
No. Okay. No, this is from Melanie in Calgary.
Okay, Melanie.
Melanie. From Calgary.
Shout out Cowboys.
She says a couple things here. She says oh my god, you two are hilarious together. You have good chemistry. Oh, wow. I listened to Ferris Bueller yesterday and loved the banter. And then she wrote me again. She says, I'm loving the pod.
You again. Should I talk to your wife?
No. My wife knows who this is. By the way.
So she's just a friend of yours.
I'm not going to say what my relation is to Melanie in Calgary in case she doesn't want me to say.
She's your mom.
She's my cousin in Calgary.
I feel like we've talked about your cousin.
We only have, well, my other cousin.
Okay, you've got two cousins.
I've got many cousins.
And they're both listening.
And they're all starting to get on the JARP train here. Okay, well, so this is Melanie.
Toot.
Melanie says, I am loving the pod. By the way, Russ has a real ass rammer quality to his voice. Ha ha ha.
What is
you that? Could really lean into it and gain a whole other subset of listeners. So I don't know what Melanie's into in Calgary. She abbreviated it though. ASMR quality. Oh, ass rammer quality to his voice. So
Melanie, I'm just gonna take a
I don't know. You think you know somebody, and then surprise! I don't know the kind of cohorts Melanie's hanging out with, but suppose you've got a real ass rammer quality to your voice.
I like ASMR. I'd be happy to make an ASMR podcast.
What does that stand for?
I don't know.
Audio soothing, mental relaxation.
Sure. Yeah. Hey. I was doing an interview with a improviser once, and I asked him. I can't remember what I asked him, but he said ASMR was his answer, and I had no idea what that. This was during COVID. We were doing like an Instagram interview, and I'm like, oh, and so I went down the rabbit hole of ASMR. And obviously, there's like kind of legit PG aspects of ASMR, but then there's the other side of it gets a little naughty.
Oh,
sometimes ASMR, like you can just, you know, anything can be ASMR, like just, you know, opening a box or just hey, everybody, we're just gonna
Cunnilingus.
But it can also, you know, you can also go on to. And I stop there. Let me just make sure I admit to the fact that I only went so far with my ASMR research. Because no one can prove. Otherwise, Google incognito. What is that sound you're making? I think you have a real ass rammer quality in your voice. What are you doing there?
An ass rammer. Somebody got the lacrosse box.
I think. Can you just put a couple lotions in the basket for?
Oh, I thought you were like, can you make a note to edit that whole part out?
No, you keep it.
Should we move on?
Okay.
Oh wait, we are talking about Roadhouse.
Thanks for listening, Sean's cousin.
Okay, yeah.
If you please let Sean know if you'd like, I can do like maybe the last 10 minutes is always like an ASMR segment.
Russ can always do some ass ramming at the end of the podcast. So,
sure, we're fighting now.
Whatever. You know what's not bad about this movie?
I'm afraid to know.
The Patrick of the Swayze.
Oh, of course.
Come on, man.
Yeah, he's great. So Patrick Swayze was in Outsiders.
Yeah.
You and I were in the play Outsiders.
We were.
But we didn't play the character of Patrick Swayze.
No.
Regan did, didn't he?
I don't know.
Okay. was Patrick Swayze one of the brothers in The Outsiders?
Like, yeah, he's one of the older brothers. Right.
Pony Boy, Soda Pop, and Daryl.
Daryl, Dallas, Dangy.
I played Soda Pop, so I think you played Johnny.
Dingy, Johnny.
You died.
Johnny Cake.
He was also in a little movie called Dirty Dancing.
Oh.
Which I think skyrocketed his career, and this movie followed Dirty Dancing, trying to do like a little bit of like a... No. He can also be bad.
What was the main song from Dirty Dancing? What was that? And I had the time of my life.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. I think there was two, but that was like one of the main ones.
Yeah. Because I went down, I went on the Swayze train now or whatever, and you mentioned it. Oh, shit. I don't know how long ago you mentioned that you had watched Ghost. Mm-hmm. So I went and watched.
We watched it as a part of the podcast. We have an episode about Ghost.
No, you watched it. I never watched it.
We have a podcast about Ghost.
No.
Okay, man. I don't want to fight you about this.
Are you sure?
I'll rip out your throat right now.
I don't think so. I think you just mentioned that you watched it.
Okay, sure.
Okay, go Russ.
Keep talking.
See how mad Russ is.
Can't believe you don't know your own
he's
podcast.
He's legitimately mad right
you
now.
You may tell your cousins.
See, now he's looking it up. He's like,
but I got to make sure I'm right.
I actually know what's in our podcast. Okay, go. Keep talking.
I don't remember reviewing. Anyways, I watched Ghost, and I thought it was great. I haven't watched it.
Since we recorded the podcast?
Sure.
You idiot. Oh, no. Are you okay?
Maybe it's one of those I didn't watch, like you. Anyways, Ghost is really good.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah, if you listen to our podcasts a year or so ago when we did it, you'd know that it's a good
movie. I mean, we're not recommending to go back. I would just say if you listen to the first
time. No, I'm recommending go back.
Only go forward?
No. Oh, you mean in our podcast? Yeah. That's what I say.
Yeah. Like, unless you're like a real...
Start with our last 10, and then if you finish those, then you can try and go back.
Unless you're a cousin of Sean and you really love him, then you can go back. Mm. Yeah, you know what our first...
Or you want to see the evolution of Russ's ass rammer voice.
Can I tell you something, Sean?
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
In December December 16th, 2020, we released our first podcast.
First podcast.
And at that time, we were doing a little bit of like taking a new series and comparing it to an old movie that we watched as kids.
Okay, well, no wonder I forgot. So it's our first podcast.
First episode was about the TV show called Truth Seekers. Simon Pegg, Nick.
I wonder if I actually watched the movie. We just talked about it.
I don't know. We Nick Frost. I was going to say Nick Kroll, but I knew that wasn't right. Simon Pegg, Nick Frost. Truth Seekers.
First episode was good. The rest of it sucked. I remember.
And we connected it with the movie called... Whoopi Goldberg.
We get it. You fucking win. Wait. What date was that, though?
In 2020. I don't know. December 2020. So you haven't watched the movie for 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough to think that I would forget, then?
I mean, it's fair enough.
Thank you.
Fair enough, donkey.
Could you say that's a bit of a... No, Russ wants that just a clear I
don't
win.
Know what you're talking about. What?
You
what?
Win. Nothing. Win. Shut up. Move on. Swayze's awesome.
He's also a Point Break.
God rest his soul.
Yeah, interesting how many gentlemen are no longer on this earth who are in this movie who have passed through the devastation of cancer.
Yeah, what? Not that it really matters, but what type of cancer?
Pancreatic, I believe. Ooh. He had. Yeah, the bad kind. The kind that you get and you're like, oh, goodbye. Goodbye, man. When men get pancreatic cancer. That's why, you know, your bowels are very important. Look after your bowels.
Yeah, no, when I had to deal with the good old hemorrhoids a couple years ago, and that whole ordeal I found quite scary, because there was a whole, before we knew what was really going on, there was, you know,
a lot of
scoping and all that kind of waiting for test results, and so I,
speaking of
not ASMR. Knowing exactly what's going on down there, yeah, so...
Did you ever see To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar?
No, that's the one where him and Wesley Snipes strip us up as drag queens,
yeah,
right?
And John Luingi.
Luingi.
Yeah, that's how you pronounce it.
John Luingi Goonie.
And there's
Goonie
another,
Goo Goo.
There's another, yeah, I'd like to see that. I'm sure I did see it, but I'd like to see it again. It'd be interesting to see if it holds up.
Right.
Donnie Darko.
Interesting movie.
2001, Patrick Swayze was in a film called Donnie Darko. Starring
Spark of Motion.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Supposedly Jake had no idea what that movie was about while they were filming it.
He was just showing up.
Well, yeah, like he knew his lines and he knew the scene. But as far as the movie as a whole, he had no idea.
Do you think anyone really knew?
No, maybe? I think only David Kelly knew.
Yeah, probably. Because there's like so many different aspects to it where it's like, is this a family drama? Is this?
You
like
could still probably, I mean, you could probably watch that a million times and take a different take. Take something different away from it each time.
Hey, I'm a big Donnie Darko fan.
Are you?
And when I got together with when I wet my wife.
Wet your wife?
When
I grabbed my wife to the lacrosse box.
And I was living with a bunch of guys in a house in Coquitlam.
Okay. Where's this going? Your wife, bunch of guys.
Probably like our third or fourth date. She came. I was like, oh, come back to the house. And it was just during the day. And I said, hey, why don't you come into here? And I set her, because I had a TV in my room. And I set her up. I'm like, here, you should watch a movie. And I turned on Donnie Darko for her and then left, as if like I was like giving her this gift.
Where'd you go?
I don't know. Went to the kitchen. I don't know. I went to make lunch or something.
Like, here.
I'm not sure. Go to talk to my roommates. But I'm like, here, I'm going to open up your mind. She was so bored. She's like, what was that? But we stuck together and we got married. But
she felt sorry for you.
Yeah, she's probably like, this guy needs some real edumacation. Patrick Swayze, not a big guy. Only 5'10". How tall are you?
5'9".
So Patrick Swayze could bounce the crap out of you.
Probably. I bet I'm, yeah, he could. Let's just get, let's leave it at that.
For sure.
Who else is in this? Kelly Lynch, who is the kind of the love interest. She plays Doc.
I don't remember her from Cocktail.
I don't know. I don't, do you remember anything about Cocktail?
Well, I saw your note. So, and then I was on my dog walk yesterday and I was like, well, I don't remember anything about Cocktail.
Are you talking to your dog about this?
Talking to myself.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember anything about Cocktail.
The end.
The, like, I was trying to remember, what's the whole premise of the story? Like, he was a bartender in the city.
I think it's a bad. I think there's really no plot.
And then his buddy kind of stole his girlfriend.
Right.
Oh, and then he moved away to the tropics and started his bar there.
Right.
Got some girl pregnant.
Ooh.
But she was all rich and high society, and he wasn't high society enough, so her father made her. And then he fought back.
Like... Roadhouse style.
Like throat punched her fucking dad.
Right. That's a good way.
And then, yeah. Cool. Kelly Lynch.
Kelly Lynch.
Pretty girl.
It should have been Annette Bening, supposedly.
Oh.
Like Annette Bening went for this role as Doc, but because Kelly was under contract with United Artists, she ended up getting this.
And different. Then,
Annette Bening got the
green. Kelly Lynch seems ridiculously taller than Patrick Swayze, but then when you see them, they're not. She seems like she would be a very tall woman.
Right.
But I don't guess she's not.
Why?
Well, because, I mean, they could have used apple boxes.
They probably did. They probably did. That's the era. Well, I guess everything is the, up to Tenant, every movie prior to Tenant, every male actor would make sure that they look taller.
Than right. I think Tom Cruise still does it.
Oh, does he?
I think so, yeah. They put him on little boxes to...
Well, you know, he's the last movie star.
Yeah, the last real movie star.
But stop doing that, guys. Just... You know, accept the fact that you're so such a height and accept the fact that any of your co-stars are their height.
There you go.
And move on with your life. And they make a lot of mention the fact that Patrick Swayze is small. So most likely Kelly Lynch is taller than him.
Okay. I don't doubt
But through movie magic, Sam Elliott is also in this.
Oh, good looker, Sam Elliott. So he's better looking than Anthony Hopkins.
So I think you're right. You're probably right.
Yeah.
He's a good looking
You
guy.
Said they were on par last podcast.
Well, I didn't really, I didn't get where you were coming from because I had never seen Roadhouse.
So
the fact that you were using Sam Elliott as a comparison to
gentlemen's in both movies.
Right. I just didn't, Anthony Hopkins, I just didn't understand. I just thought, well, they're both great actors.
Oh.
I like them both.
Okay.
But he's interested in this. My favorite Sam Elliott is when he plays the kind of narrator in The Big Lebowski.
Right.
And talks about sarsaparilla.
Like, does this guy age?
He doesn't look like, yeah.
Doesn't look like.
Kind of like a...
Like, he's always 60 years old.
Right. Yeah, he's 60 years old in The Big Lebowski, and he's 60 years old in Roadhouse.
And he looks 60 years old now. He's probably like 80-something.
You know who else is in The Big Lebowski and Roadhouse?
Jackie Treehorn.
Oh. Ben Gazzara. Playing Brad Wesley also died of pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, look at the little negative link we got here between him and him and the Swayzes.
Yeah, speaking of dead, Jeff Healey.
Jesus Christ, how many people have died making this movie?
Jeff Healey.
I think it was the location scouts.
Yeah.
He's smoking crack.
Do not go Let's to film Jasper, in East Missouri. Jeff Healey, Canadian rock and roll.
I did not
jazz.
Know Jeff Healey was Canadian.
He's Canadian.
Your angel eyes my way.
I mean, that's good. I wouldn't have been able to tell you what Angel Eyes sounds like.
That's kind of...
it's one of his biggest hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
I liked Jeff Healey in this movie. I thought that was fun.
Yeah. I like that little interjection of a rock guy and whatever. He seemed to fit the universe, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Marshall Teague is in here playing Jimmy, who gets his throat...
Jimmy gets his ass handed to him.
Kevin Teague is in here playing Tillman. He was played John Locke's dad in Lost.
Great.
Julie Michaels is in here. She plays Denise.
Nice. The bombshell blonde from the bad guys. The bad blonde.
Supposedly the night before she did the topless dancing scene,
She got really drunk.
Boyfriend committed suicide.
Oh my goodness.
I know, and she still did the scene and everything. So
that's harsh.
Crazy. Yeah, very harsh. She still is seems to be part of it. She's like a stunt choreographer or stunt person.
Yeah, I went down there. Supposedly she's got a fight scene in Point Break with Keanu Reeves. So amazing. I think that's why I've got that on cue now. I'm going down. I'm going to go look at the Point Break next. Yeah. Have you watched Point Break?
I watched it when we were in Oregon with Matt last summer.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, the original.
Yeah. What is there another one?
You watched it. Oh, I see. You watched it on the television. Oh, I get it. Sorry.
Flipping through the channels.
For some reason, I just assumed that meant going to the theater with Matt. And I was like, huh?
We went to the Cineplex and watched.
We went to the Cineplex the new and film watched the Sweezies.
Break.
I hugged him and kissed the back of his neck at certain points of the movie when he wasn't paying attention.
Are you ready to talk about whatever we're going to talk about?
Let's do it.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Good morning, you mongrels.
Good morning.
Is that all you... all the guster you can muster? I said good morning.
Good morning!
Oh, that's a tiny, tiny better, but I can sense some listeners out there are actually afraid to say good morning.
Your mom's a whore!
Yeah, that's what I like to hear, because there's entirely too many 40-year-old adolescents, felons, power drinkers, and trustees of modern chemistry today who are completely paralyzed by their fears. They surrender their bodies to the temptations and destruction of drugs, alcohol, and nipple-to-nipple action. Now, I'm going to tell you a little story today. It's a heartbreaking sad story.
I'm sad already.
About a young man whose life was completely destroyed by these instruments of fear.
No.
All young men searching for love is all in all the wrong places.
I think that's a song.
His name was Dalton.
Is that his first or last name?
See, Dalton was a cooler.
A what?
A bouncer.
But he's really short.
And he was hired to save the double deuce.
Two poos a day.
Through kindness.
And when kindness doesn't work,
then you have to fight.
What do I do to learn how to fight?
Son, violence is a product of fear. Learn to truly love yourself.
I guess nobody ever really does win a fight.
Well, you can win a fight if you lift some weights, take a karate lesson. And the next time someone tries to shatter your knee, you kick him in the ball.
And throat rip him.
That was a little tidbit from Donnie Darko in the style of Roadhouse.
How wild's a roadhouse? By myself the other day. It's got lots of boobies in it. Made me feel okay. And Russ Rott sit with Richard. And they touch each other's hands. And they went down to Roadhouse Lane behind the lacrosse box. Woo!
Is that Jeff Healey? Is that Jeff Healey? Riff?
That's the lost hidden track at the end of the Jeff Healey CD. Oh. If you just let the last track run out,
right?
If you wait 12 and a half minutes, that song kicks in.
What album did that when we were kids?
Nirvana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
bought an album. I bought a Nirvana album recently.
Yeah, and you had to wait. I don't know. Yeah, you could see there's like, hey, why is all this time left on this track? And then you'd be like, that's me pressing the fast forward on the CD.
I know what that is. ASMR.
Yeah, ASMR.
Do you remember what Nirvana album?
Never mind, the first one.
Okay.
Well, not the first. Sorry, I take that back. It's not the first one. It was like their third album or something.
The one that
their first commercial. The one that really successful album. Yeah, that took them to MTV land and all that, yeah.
The rules of being a bouncer are one.
Right.
Never underestimate your opponent.
Never.
Expect.
Especially if he's 5'10 and has ballet dancing.
Right. Expect the unexpected is like a Tiny Toons a line from the song.
Okay.
Expect the unexpected. We're Tiny Toon. Adventures come and join the fun.
Yeah.
And now our song is done. Number two, take it outside.
Okay.
Never start anything inside the bar.
Why?
Unless it's absolutely I think it's just more of a liability.
Like you're going to hit yourself in that chair.
You're hurt yourself because there's a lot of obstacles. Yep. And you're going to wreck things that then you have to replace.
Right.
So you're creating more extra work for yourself.
Extra work is not good.
Go outside where it's like dirt. Dirt cheap. Parking lot? Dirk. I mean, you could end up hitting a car. That wouldn't be good.
Okay.
And number three, the third rule of being a bouncer is be nice.
Be nice.
Be nice.
Until it's time to not be nice.
Yeah, exactly.
And how do you know when that time is?
I mean, you look at Dalton, and Dalton goes, all right. Like, he's got these rules, and they seem to follow these rules, but every rule is broken.
It's my way or the highway.
Right. Isn't that from Reservoir Dogs 2? Don't they say, doesn't he say that, my way or the highway?
Probably. When the guy's complaining about his name, Mr. Pink.
Yeah.
You're Mr. Pink!
Yeah.
It's my way or the highway.
It's my way or the highway.
You should have got
it. Why am I Mr. Pink? Can't I just be Mr. Brown?
Because you're Mr.
Orange. I don't... Yeah, you are.
I don't want to say the word that he said.
Oh, yeah, please.
Please.
Early.
Ditto. God.
Ditto.
You enjoyed this movie? I enjoyed this movie.
I did. Yeah, I mean, this is a like B movie at its best. Yeah. This is not trying to be any sort of AAA. This is just complete fuel for the 18 to 35 male toxic masculine demographic of the early 1990s.
Sometimes you just want to punch people.
Sometimes you just want to punch and suck on some titties, man.
Oh my gosh.
Russ got really offended by that.
Well, are you talking about Patrick Swayze's titties?
No.
Because he's got some pecs.
Okay.
Not like Van Damme pecs.
No.
I wouldn't say. Maybe not like Jake Gyllenhaal pecs.
No, he's Patrick Swayze feels like very like Bruce Lee-ish. You
right.
Know? He's very he's slim, athletic, and yeah, he can move fast.
Yeah. Do you think he was kind of channeling Bruce Lee in some of those shots?
He's doing like Tai. What's that called? Tai Chi.
Tai Chi. Yeah.
Tai Chi.
Like I found there, and maybe in a lot of these 80s action movies, early 90s action movies, there's always a part where like the hero is kind of by himself and he's doing some sort of
meditative
yeah. martial arts.
Like, oh, I'm not gonna fuck with that guy.
Yeah. And then if it's Van Damme, he's like in the splits at the same
time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't see the splits a lot. A lot of like upper kicks though. A lot of like Hayuken.
Yeah, I think he's using this dancing train to do a lot of kicks. There's a lot of roundhouse. This should have been called Roundhouse. Maybe not Roadhouse. Roundhouse. There we go.
You should make a part two.
They should remake this movie.
We'll get to that. Any other, the plot really doesn't matter. Like, why is Jack...
Yeah, I was just going to say, do you want to talk about anything that happened in this movie?
Yeah, why are they pouring money into this bar? Like, this club is in a town of 900 people? Like, what is the economic opportunity here?
I don't know, but it's got a fully established hospital with a... what's the X-ray division called?
X-rays.
The X-ray division.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I'm walking down the hospital hallway...
Where's the X-ray division?
I look for the word X-ray on the sign.
Division.
The division, yeah.
Don't forget division part.
And what is Brad Wesley's plan? Like, why does he just want to ruin all the businesses? Like, does he have a... He wants to be in control.
It's his fear. And I think he's ruling through fear. And I think he's already gained so much money and milked these other businesses so much that now it's come to the point where it's like, okay, well...
I'll just destroy
it. Yeah, I can smash what I've created and rebuild it or get someone else to take over or, you know what I mean? Like, scare these people out of town and...
Speaking of B movie, that's like the B plot in this movie. This kind of like fight back.
Do you think Patrick Swayze has any martial arts background? You asked if he was, you know, like, I don't know.
I think he trained. I think I looked up that he did train under, like, both him and like the guy that Patrick Swayze rips out the guy's throat. What's that guy's name? Marshall Teague, who plays Jimmy. Mm. I think they both trained under the same guy. They took it very seriously. I mean, I don't know if they... I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe he was just a trained dancer and he learned how to fight for this film.
Right.
Because there wasn't a lot of fighting in Ghost.
Right.
Or,
I don't think Patrick Swayze was ever known in the action world as being like the guy. But I'll tell you what, the throat rip was history in the making. I mean.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, everyone talks about the throat rip.
Oh, okay.
Well, everyone that knows Roadhouse talks about the throat rip.
I never talked about the throat rip.
That's because you've never been subjected to the throat rip.
I know. I'm Monday morning at work and around the water cooler, I'm going to be like, so how about that?
So I saw Roadhouse.
How about that throat? I'm not even going to say that.
And just say two words. And just say, I got two words for you. And they'll be like, what, Russ? And you'd be like, throat rip. And they'll be like, mm-hmm. They'll give you the biggest thumbs up. I bet you some guy will hug you, kiss the back of your neck, be like, I'll see you at the lacrosse box at 3:05, motherfucker. And then your day, you'll be sitting in your office nervous. What am I going to do when I meet Bill at 3:05 at lacrosse box?
I'm going to rip out his throat. That's what I'm going to do.
Am I going to rip out his throat or am I going to kiss the back of his neck? Fuck, I don't know.
It's kind of like a constant dilemma for me.
And then Bill's going to show up and he's going to be like,
it's my way or the highway.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I used to fuck guys like you in prison.
Right, there he is.
There's the line, right? Come on. The most notorious. Like, was that supposed to scare him?
I'd be scared,
or was that supposed to be like, what do you want to do? You want to keep fighting or what?
Yeah. I mean, I've been to jail. I survived jail.
Okay. Right.
By
that was like I dominated in jail. I think that was
dominated in jail and I'm dominating.
Or was he like, I'm tired of fighting. Let's do something else.
So when they premiered this movie, Marshall Teague, the actor who plays Jimmy, his mom was in the audience.
His mom committed suicide?
His mom was in the audience. And when Marshall says the line, I used to F guys like you in prison, his mom stands up and goes, that's my boy.
Did she really?
Yeah.
My boy used to fuck guys in prison.
That's my boy.
He's a dominating big boy.
I'm so proud of him.
And then he gets his throat ripped and roundhouse kicked into the lake. That was my boy.
I still love you, son.
I mean, this movie's already quite outlandish to begin with, but I mean, the monster truck driving through the car dealership is just icing on the cake. Like, no police anywhere.
Yeah. Of absurdity.
Yeah, it was just like,
why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Who's going to clean all that shit up?
And a good thing there was no phones back then.
Oh, God.
Just record it and send it to the police.
Yeah. There's no TikTok back then.
That's what, you know what this movie needs?
TikTok.
Speaking of what this movie needs, a 2024 remake starring Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh.
How much TikTok is going to be in the new movie, do you think?
What do you mean TikTok?
Like the application on social media called TikTok. Like how much TikTok?
You mean actual reference to the...
I want references. I want visuals. I want cut twos.
I don't know if they'll actually say TikTok, but there will be social media reference.
Yeah.
People are going to break out and be like, look, this is how badass Jake Gyllenhaal used to be back in the day and show clips.
You don't think Jake Gyllenhaal is going to like about to kill somebody and say...
Then someone whips out a phone and he stops.
Don't tick my talk.
Don't tick you the talk as I throat rip. Wait, do you think there's going to be a throat rip in the remake?
There's
got to be.
In the preview, he says the same line that Patrick Swayze says is no one ever wins in a fight.
Right.
So there's no real
winner in a fight.
Sure. Right. They're mirroring some aspects of the movie.
Doesn't say pain don't hurt.
Pain don't hurt. Obviously, they're mirroring a lot of aspects because they're called Roadhouse, and he's a bouncer. And
Roundhouse.
There's a lot of Roundhouse. So perhaps he rips out a throat. Mm. I'm assuming he's going to rip out a throat. I bet you it just comes, and then the audience could go like, oh, he did it, and then they move on.
Totally.
Like, he probably
there's going to be like this, and the spotlight's going to come on. It's going to be like super slow motion. It'll be like, oh. It'll be Conor McGregor. Jake Gyllenhaal is going to throat rip Conor McGregor in the new Roadhouse movie.
So Conor McGregor is...
I'm going to put money on it.
Okay. Conor McGregor is an MMA fighter.
$10 says Jake Gyllenhaal throat rips Conor McGregor.
And if you're wrong, you give
Rich
me
delivers you $10.
Rich gives me $10.
Rich, you're on the hook for $10 now.
Let's rate this.
You don't want to call anybody?
I don't think I want to call anybody.
Okay, screw that part.
Let's rate this.
Man, this shit is awesome.
Well, Russ doesn't want to talk about it, so we might as well just rate it.
I think if Annette Bening was in this, it would be better than The Great Outdoors. But since she's not, I'm going to say that this is not as good.
Not as good as The Great Outdoors?
No, I'm going to give credit where credit's due and say that The Great Outdoors is better than this movie.
Really. Okay. I mean, how do you know? You're never consistent. You don't use the JARP fucking rating maker.
Just trying to give one for Matt.
Good. Okay.
Just trying to give one to Matt.
Yay.
I'm probably wrong.
I'm going to take one away from him.
I'm going to regret probably saying that.
All right. This is way better than The Great Outdoors. Okay, not way better. This actually got almost a whole full point better than The Great Outdoors.
Now Matt hates you.
This is at a 3.25 of JARPs because I use the JARP rating maker.
ASMR, this is me clapping.
Thank you. I spent a lot of time making it, And Russ doesn't use it.
It's an Excel sheet that
with an algorithm on it that specifically calculates the columns up and then does an average.
It's an easy process. I don't know why you don't use
it. It's right there and simple.
I should share it. I should just make it public.
Share it to the public.
There you go. I'm going to read this because that's what I do. 3.25 Jarps. This is a fun B-movie ride. Don't come crying when this 90s red-blooded gem doesn't fulfill all your woke criteria, as it was clearly created during a lost time when toxic masculinity was at its utmost peak. Go back, revisit, and look at some boobies, but don't be going into this looking to pull some deeper meaning of life other than how to throat rip some poor bastard before you spin kick his lifeless body into a lake. Kia. That's right. A lot of boobs in this movie.
Toxic masculinity was at its utmost peak. Or
I don't know.
Trump did it.
Oh, I don't know.
You Proud think, Boys.
Oh yeah, I guess. No, is
it's,
it?
It's still
is
there. It's still hiding, there. It's hiding in the shadows.
But you know, back then, go back and watch Encino Man.
Oh yeah.
Go back and watch Encino Man.
Brandon Fraser's Encino Man. Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore. Sean Astin.
Oh yeah.
Samwise Gamgee is in it.
I love you, Sam.
Anyways, that is. Super toxic masculinity. You should go watch that one.
Interesting.
The language in it is something else too.
Oh.
Boobs or bums? A lot of boobs in this movie. Boobs Not a bums. Lot of bums. Are you okay. a boob guy or a bum guy?
I like all things.
Okay. Russ just doesn't want to answer that.
I like all things. I'm just honored to be a part of the conversation.
Nice. Good comment.
How about you?
I like boobs.
Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum. So much to talk about.
Lots to talk about.
Sean here. Got
we're
me on.
Running a little long, but that's Sean, okay.
Oh, are we? Yeah.
Well, it's because we were bantering at the beginning.
Sean got me on Scavenger's Reign.
What is Scavenger's Reign? Explain to everybody what Scavenger's Reign is.
Thank you.
Especially for Rod.
Oh, Rod hasn't.
We have to thank Rod for that. Thank you, Rod.
Rod got you onto Scavenger's Reign.
Yeah.
Oh, Rod.
Rod, and he, it's funny, he sent it to me, weeks ago. And then I kind of
didn't
pick up on it. Source. And then I went back, circled back. I was like, what was that animation show that you said I should watch? Because I needed something to watch. And then, man, was I pleasantly surprised.
You were done Entourage.
What'd you think about Scavenger's Reign?
The best. One of the best, probably, shows I've seen for a while. So interesting. It's an animated television show.
Right.
I don't know how many episodes. 8 episodes?
Yeah. 8 or 10.
For adults.
No, it was 12.
There's lots of violence in it. Mm-hmm. It's like one of those animation shows that every frame, there's something interesting to look at.
Right.
So it's like sci-fi, they're traveling through space, they get marooned on a planet, most people die, but there's like these survivors throughout the planet, and how they interact with the planet and how the planet really interacts back with them is like insanely creative and just inspiring.
Oh,
and just
like everything's a puzzle piece. Yeah. Like, and it's like, I was just scratching my head at how they came up with some of these things. It's almost like they would say, okay, like they need a specific type of egg from this bird, but in order to get that egg from the bird, they need to feed the bird a special flower, and the way to get that special flower is they need to take the jizz from a forest pig and spread it into seed and make it grow. And how do they get that forest pig to jizz? Well, they have to get another forest pig that has a specific trait, you know, like, and it was just, they went on and
so there's a little, like, obviously you're watching a cartoon and you have to kind of give them the fact that they've only really been marooned on this planet for a short period of time, but they still know how to manipulate their natural.
That makes me think that not all of these things are completely indigenous to this planet. Like they've had experience
in other planets.
I think some of these, because it's like, how did they know?
They know
that if I rip open this fruit and expose one of its seeds, I can use it as an umbrella. Right. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't just figure this shit out.
No, we've been colonizing North America for like hundreds of years, and we don't know half the shit about plants and
right.
how to use plants for medicine and stuff like that. But these guys
can. So that's why I scratched my head a bit. I was like, okay, they must have either some prior knowledge to. Right.
So you move it. You move through that really quick.
Yeah, though,
because the show is amazing. And
yeah,
and I'd recommend. Unfortunately, it was made for Max, HBO Max, but yeah. it's not available in Canada.
No,
unfortunately. No. So let's.
You need a friend that can find.
But it. I think it is on a streaming site in Canada that I just don't.
Might be on Hulu, I think.
Yeah, like a Hulu.
Like who uses Hulu?
Hulu.
Who uses Hulu? Who uses Hulu? Out of all the streaming sites, are you going to spend another $15 on some Hulu?
I got my Prime, which has ads.
And Prime now added ads. I was thinking about, fine. I'm not going to spend that. I'm not going to spend extra money to get rid of the ads.
No, not at this point. It's another,
we'll I see watched, how annoying it is.
I watched Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Prime.
How many ads came up?
They just do one ad in the beginning. They say
okay.
So it's just like a short ad.
About I can do that at the beginning as long as they don't stop during like no. a fucking,
right.
What's it called? Like a hangnail right, or whatever right. you want to call
hangnail.
It.
Hangnail. Oh, I got a hangnail.
Not a hangnail. What do I call it? What's it called? Like a hangnail.
It's called a hangnail.
Oh, is it?
It's
oh.
like when a character is like, oh, what's this on the bottom of my finger?
No. Like
and now a commercial break.
Cliffhanger. Jesus.
Brought to you by our sponsors, Clippers. Surprise, surprise. Watch. Away. Watch Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like Glover.
Donald Glover.
Donald Glover.
Maya Erskine.
He's Danny Glover's cousin.
Get out of town.
I don't know. I'm just making that
oh,
up.
Oh, you're being racist again. So that's
your second. He got the same last name.
That's your second time on this
podcast. Okay, when was the first time?
When you used
a specific voice.
A specific voice.
Fuck you.
No, no, no.
Nothing is safe.
No, no, no. You're right, Sean. Racism should be safe.
I was
should be a place on
Russ is calling me racist.
For racism to be safe. Why can't we just save racism? I just want you to be aware.
Can't make voices.
You're saying.
Sorry, no more voices.
You know who else is in Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
I don't care anymore.
Maya Erskine.
Oh yeah.
And you remember Pen 15? She's in Pen 15.
Oh, penis?
Yeah. Yeah, Pen 15, man. You love Pen 15. Season one of Pen 15?
Penis.
Ooh, la, la, la. Amazing. I also watched Jacqueline Novak On Your Knees. It's a Netflix special. It is amazing. I recommend it.
What is it?
She's a stand-up comedian.
Oh.
And her special is called On Your Knees. And it's like, yeah, it's really cool. She just has like this way of like kind of telling a story through like a stream of consciousness that seems quite fresh. Like she constantly moves back and forth on the stage. Like it just seems you're not quite sure where the story is going, but she's got you well in hand the whole time. Like it's almost in a genius way where she kind of ties everything back together at the end. You know, with a very like, it's like very accessible content, but she just has a very smart way of doing it. So I recommend checking out Jack.
Is it funny?
I lolled. Which is laughing out loud.
Oh.
Not just to yourself, but it's laughing out loud.
Ah. He's pointing at me again. Now he's pointing at his dink.
Watching the show. I'm just saying that I was
pointing down. Sitting, now you're pointing at me.
Sitting in a chair.
Okay.
In my living room.
Oh.
Watching On Your Knees.
Lolling.
The Jacqueline Novak Netflix comedy special.
Nice.
Lolling. Laughing out loud by myself.
Oh.
Not in a big group of
where
people.
Where was your friends?
They left me. All my friends left me. Oh. But I would recommend watching this. What so about you?
You were sad, and then you're saying this put you in a good mood.
I was sad, and now I'm happy. I turned that frown upside down.
I watched okay. this different kind of horror movie called The Honeymoon. Mm-hmm. It's with that Jon Snow's first wife in Game of Thrones.
Like Ygritte?
The redhead.
Sure. Ygritte, yeah.
Ingrid, sure. Yeah. She's in it.
Sure, okay.
And it's about this couple that goes to her family cabin for their honeymoon and has to deal with like aliens and this and that. Anyways, she ends up sleepwalking and getting infected by aliens, and it just kind of goes down this whole rabbit hole of strangeness and all that. I don't know if I'd recommend it. 6 out of 10, so I don't know. You could probably pass that one.
What was the movie called?
It was called The Honeymoon.
The Honeymoon.
Yeah. Maybe I'll give it 6.5.
You sure it was called The Honeymoon?
Okay, try Honeymoon. From 2017.
Oh, okay.
You see it?
No.
Okay, never mind. It's okay. And then I went and watched a Yorgi movie. I forget his name, the director, Yorgi something, Jorgensen, Jorgensen, whatever. The Killing of a Sacred Deer. He's the guy that did Poor Things, that one you went and saw with Emma Stone.
Yeah, Poor Things. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's the director of that one.
Okay, yeah.
This one, The Killing of a Sacred Deer with Colin Farrell, Nicole Kidman.
How old is that?
And Barry Corgan or whatever his name is.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe that one's 2018.
Okay, okay, you're going back. You're going back a couple
years. Yeah, yeah, there were some Oscar nods for that one for sure. It's a different one. It's about this heart surgeon who sort of befriends this boy whose father has passed away, and you learn that the actual father died in the operating room, and there's this kind of weird, I don't know, like, unspoken sort of law now that one of the heart surgeon's family members is going to die in turn, and he needs to choose which one it will be. So it gets very, very interesting and takes a very different turn near the second half of the film. But it's acted very different. Like, everyone talks in this weird monotone. They're very matter-of-factly to each other with, like, kind of void of all emotion in the entire movie. It's different. Hmm. Yeah.
You recommend it, though?
Yeah, definitely recommend it. It is, yeah.
Can I tell you something?
No.
You don't want
Are you going to call me racist now because I'm talking about this movie?
I already called you racist.
Yeah, well, third time's a charm.
Rose Leslie, I don't care. Lady Grette in Game of Thrones, was in a movie called Honeymoon. No, The.
Okay.
That was what was
There's No The. Started. It's no just, that, Honeymoon. Just Honeymoon.
Oh, it's a 2014 film. Honeymoon.
Okay.
And Yorgos Lanthimos.
I watched the new Aquaman just in the background.
Okay, good.
For fun.
So you didn't pay attention to
No. It's stupid.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Yeah. I tried to watch the Marvels.
Right.
I turned it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else that you would like to recommend?
No. Okay. I think I'm done being racist for the day.
Are you ready for a random movie trivia game?
I sure am.
Random movie trivia game. Hey, got these cards from London Drugs. I was going to pick a card for you, but that's against policy now. You can randomly select from this large stack of cards. On each card, there are questions that we've never seen before. Four questions each. Whoever gets the most questions.
I didn't even read the question. I'm reading, just reading the answers, and I was like, this must be easy.
Oh, come on. Do you want to ask me first? I think it's your turn to ask me
first. Ask you first? All right. You ready?
Yeah, sure. I guess I'm ready. Thank you.
All right. Where did the Grinch steal Christmas?
Whoville? Oh, sorry. Go for it.
Yeah. Where did the Grinch steal Christmas? Where? The location.
And are you going to give me options? No. Whoville. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Excellent. I'm glad we had this conversation.
Good job.
Culture Club's song, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me, is heard in what Adam Sandler's movie? In what Adam Sandler movie? Culture Club song, Do You
The Wedding Really Singer.
Want to Hurt Me, is heard in what? The Wedding Singer is correct. Yeah, 1-1.
Hey.
Congratulations. I'm having a lot of fun.
What? What Wild West icon has been played by Kevin Costner, Kurt Russell, and Burt Lancaster? Wild West icon.
Sure. I want to say Wyatt Earp.
Good guess.
Thank you so much.
This is so exhilarating.
What agency does Ethan Hunt work for in the Mission Impossible series? And I'm going to give you options.
Oh.
CIA, IMF, or M16. Final answer?
Final answer.
IMF. Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm having a lot more fun now.
I hate this game. who plays... Oh, fuck off. Who plays an English teacher in Dead Poets Society?
Oh, not Taylor Swift. Robin Williams.
You said Taylor Swift first.
I said not Taylor Swift. Are you listening to me?
No.
Ready?
Particularly.
Who stars opposite Fred Astaire in Easter Parade? You know, the classic. Who stars opposite Fred Astaire in Easter Parade?
Shirley Temple.
I mean, Judy Garland would be the correct answer.
This is how much fun I'm fucking having right now.
Don't be a sore loser.
I'm not. I'm just kidding. You know, this is just, you know.
Well, it's fucking exhilarating.
Let's move on. Who plays reporter John Klein in the Mothman Prophecies? Ooh, it's multiple choice here. Richard Gere, Michael J. Fox, or Michael Douglas? Mothman Prophecies.
Wow, I don't think I've ever heard of the Mothman Prophecies.
It's different. Like,
it's my Easter parade.
Different movie.
So the
electronic signal noise that creates some sort of entity.
What was the first option again? No, what was the first option?
Time's up. Sorry.
Oh, jeez.
Richard Gere, Michael J. Fox, or Michael Douglas?
I'm going to say Richard Gere.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, nice.
Random
movie trivia. You got one more.
Oh,
you got one more. I won.
You didn't win, Laddie. That's why I just gave up.
But you won one more.
All right, all right. For all the points. I get 2 points for this one if I get it.
Who plays Jonathan Harker
Jonathan.
In Bram Stoker's Dracula?
Keanu Reeves.
That's correct. See, I said it like Winona Ryder would say it.
You still win.
Yeah, I did.
Good job.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Everybody go see Roadhouse. It's better than The Great Outdoors. Wait, is it? I can't remember.
You said no.
I can't remember.
Well, it's fucking exhilarating.
Okay, love you, buddy. See you, buddy.
Wait, I gotta hit the button.
Hit the button. That's is that the button you wanted to hit? There are a lot of button issues today.
I know. It's because I'm racist.
I like this and you like that. It's just another review podcast. We pick a show, sit down and chat. Now listen to the start of our show, because it's now.
Welcome to Why Roadhouse is Better Than Howard's End Part 2.
Oh, I love Howard's End Part 2.
Welcome to the show, Russ. Hey, Russ.
Well, thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem.
I just want to say hi to my mom who's watching at home. Hi, Mom.
That's my boy.
I am her boy.
Mm-hmm. He fuck guys like that in prison.
Thanks, Mom. Oh my! I guess she's now in the studio commenting out loud. Mom, can you just be quiet?
Okay.
And
that's a good time to end it.